Yeah, so to continue to honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, we've asked you to do so via the text line 713-572-4610. We'll read a few of those as we move along here. From the 406, not my family, but shout out to Pat Tillman. Absolutely. From the 346, this is a day to remember those that served and died for the country, not for sports fans to indulge in beer and games. Well, people are going to celebrate how they see. How they see fit. From the 713, I like this one. I come from a military family, dad, brothers, and sister. I was in LE. What is LE?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement. And no, ironically, on this date, 1978, Oklahoma High Patrol Trooper Billy Young, who I personally knew, was ambushed and killed with two other officers by two escaped murderers. Long statewide gun battle in Oklahoma at that time. Man, these two guys obviously did not survive. Signed Bill M. Let's see. From the 713, Bill M. I was watching a game in the Dome and saw this message come across the big message board. No names, but I knew. Wow. That from Bill M. as well. 832, National Anthem is Stand and Remove Your Cover. Pledge of Allegiance is Stand and Hand Over Heart. Okay, we were talking about that earlier. 713-572-4610.
He's not wrong about that.
Text in.
Most people will put their hand over their heart during the national anthem just as a sign of respect.
Uh-huh. Most people do, yeah.
Most people grew up with how to address yourself during the national anthem from watching sports.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a little kid, you saw all the athletes stand up with their hands over their hearts and their hats off. As the national anthem played, and we all learned that.
Yeah.
So, technically, yes, you pledge allegiance to the flag with your hand over your heart. But that doesn't, people who do that during the national anthem, nothing wrong with that. That's just their reverence to the anthem and to the nation. We're nitpicking there.
Yeah, no, as long as you're showing a sign of respect, that's kind of where I'm at. Just do so. 713-572-4610. And you can continue to text those in. If you got a name, if you got a story that you'd like to share and remember on this day, absolutely, please do it. This show today is certainly for you and all of those that you'd like to remember. So Christian Walker, we played the walk-off dinger that he'd hit yesterday to end a huge series win by the Astros. 5-3 the final yesterday. Off today, they'll get back at it tomorrow. Host the A's for two and round out this 10-game homestand with another 4-game series. This one against the Rays coming up. That'll start on Wednesday before they head back out on the road. So a lot of baseball still to get to for the Astros. Maybe they can continue this little hot streak that they're on. Christian Walker on a hot streak. Jose Altuve on a hot streak. We'll get to the latter, but rather getting back to the former with Walker. His last 5 games, PC, yesterday's included a homer, 4 RBIs, batting now .333 during that stretch with a .794 OPS. 10 total bases, 7 hits. He's got it going on. Only 4 strikeouts. That's the number that's important to me, is that he's clearly seeing the ball and hitting the ball a little bit better. The question is, for me, well, why? Chandler Rome, in one of his recent pieces via The Athletic, had some interesting nuggets in terms of Christian Walker and what he's doing personally to kind of help curb this very slow start for him. How does he get back on track? He's tried cutting his beard, making it the trucker mustache. He's tried some different approaches at the plate. Hasn't really worked out. Joe Espada's moved him from, cleanup to batting fifth, and now he's back in the cleanup spot. But Walker, according to Chandler Rome, I don't know if he knew this right off the bat, or maybe he learned this in the course of conversation, but Walker was, up until recently, using the same locker that one Jason Hayward was using, and Hayward got that locker from former Astro Jose Abreu.
No!
Which is obviously all kinds of bad juju. So Christian Walker has now since decided to switch lockers. And that locker was, I think, the last one on the right before you get to the shower room at Daikin Park now. So that is no longer being held by hopefully anyone. Maybe they should just kind of tape that one off and think about like walling it up, you know, putting just some good sheetrock there, maybe a nice table, a little shelf, some place to hang your hat. I don't know. They need to do something. But he's no longer using that locker. There's also one where he shaved his trucker mustache here in the last couple of days.
They need to sacrifice a chicken to Joe Boo in that locker.
Maybe.
With rum.
Might have been next. Might have been next. I'm thinking maybe I need to sacrifice my trucker mustache too. But then I'm also thinking, well, Walker's turned it around since I've had this, so maybe I'll keep it. We'll see how it goes.
Are you going to go with a full chin strap?
Maybe. I might. I would hate myself if I did that. I would want to punch my own face every day if I had one of those.
Bald head, full chin strap.
No! How about no? You know, he was also talking about like, hey, I'm going to wear the higher socks, you know, hitch up the pants, kind of like the Altuve thing. Whatever's worked, and he says he's very in flux. He doesn't call it superstition. He calls it like routine. He's changed his routine a number of times this season. He spoke a little bit to Lauren Callender of Space City Home Network after the game yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
A bomb to the Crawford boxes to walk it off. Man, how you feeling?
Feeling great. That's a huge series win for us. Get back on the homestand. Start it off the right way. You know, just to be able to contribute and help the team like that is all I can ask.
This has been a really long stretch for these guys. 17 games in a row. To walk this one off, to end it, put a cap on that long stretch. Are you feeling relieved that you guys kept the energy up? Long stretch of games.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so proud of the guys. We've been working hard. We've been preparing the right way. You know, the Mariners have so many good arms. So to come out and just, you know, squeeze out as many runs as we can off of them and relying on our staff to put up zeros, it's been great.
So that 17-game stretch that just ended yesterday with a walk-off, that's huge, PC. I don't think it could be understated. Because during this 17 games, with everything else that the Astros have had to deal with during it, never mind, it's just a lot of baseball and a lot of days, and it became paramount because of injuries to some pitchers. Wisniewski needed Tommy John during this stretch. You got multiple starts from two unsuspecting rookies in Brandon Walter and Colton Gordon, who pitched really well again a couple days ago. And look, no Yordan Alvarez still. Walker and Altuve had been terrible for much of the 17 games. Now maybe they're starting to come out of it a little bit. Maybe Yordan Alvarez rejoins the club here sooner than later. We'll see. But the contributions that you've gotten from the bullpen and from a couple of these rookies and Brandon Walter and Colton Gordon, never mind Ryan Gusto, who stepped up in a big way, he's been in the bullpen here recently, but it's made that 10-7 record now during the stretch of 17 games in 17 days that much more impressive.
Yeah, you're down three starters, and you've been down Yordan the whole time. And like you said, the other big bats, Altuve, Walker, Yiner, all been struggling and scuffling along here for most of this 17-game stretch. 17 games in a row, they go 10-7. They're three games over. Well, they're three games over for the season. So despite all of the adversity and not having a day off for 2.5 weeks, they played better than they did the first 36 games of the year.
Yeah.
Where now they are three games over. They're a game and a half out of first. And guys that you did not expect to be giving you the production have been giving you that production, right? Offensively, it's been Jeremy Pena, who's hitting .295. It's been Isak Paredes, who's got an .867 OPS and 11 homers, is tied for the most among third basemen in the American League. It's been Jake Meyers. He's hitting .300.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, not for a lot of power, but he's hitting .300 and he's got 8 stolen bases and he plays terrific defense. During this stretch, how about it's Cam Smith, whose average went from like .218 to .261, now has a .732 OPS at 22 years old. And, you know, he's had a couple of big doubles here over the last couple of games.
Yeah, one yesterday. That was big down the right field line.
How about Victor Caratini, who has been the only left-handed bat? Because without Yordan, they are completely right-handed. So you've noticed Caratini getting more playing time. He has either been the DH or he's been behind the plate because he's a switch hitter.
Yeah.
And they can actually get a left-handed bat into the lineup. That is something that's been a problem for them because, well, they have the fewest at bats against lefties. Well, they're all right-handed.
Yeah.
You know, like, other teams don't have to throw lefties. They just keep coming with right-handed pitching.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the Astros don't have anything to counter with.
Yeah.
And, you know, last week or so, how about Mauricio Dubon? He was hitting 208. Now he's hitting 272. Now, Doobie doesn't hit for any power. He doesn't walk. But if Doobie's hitting 272 and Brandon Rogers is hitting 198, I can tell you which guy I want in the lineup. The guy hitting 272, the guy with five defensive runs saved, five outs above average. And that's been Mauricio Dubon. Now, look, the Astros, I think, are going to have some discussions about where they go moving forward because the Brandon Rogers experiment has been a terrible failure.
Mm-hmm.
And Dubon, although he's hit for the last week, we know Doobie is not an everyday player, not an everyday hitter.
Can you imagine how much worse that Brendan Rodgers signing would look if, in fact, Jose Altuve was struggling in left field and at the plate to the degree that people so feared before the season?
So,
that would be really bad, dude.
I know this is a little bit of craziness, right? Because it's obviously a limited, small sample size. But Doobie is five outs above average. Jose Altuve is three at second base. Now, he's minus two in left field, but he's plus three at second base.
It's about a 10-11 game sample size.
Yeah, it's not a lot of games, but the biggest thing for Altuve has been his range is better. Part of that is how much running he's been doing in the outfield. His range has gotten a little better. His arm has gotten a little stronger. And he's made plays at second base that he wasn't expected to make. At some point, they're going to have to make a decision with second base. And I know they want Jose to play left field. But if you don't have an option at second base that's giving you anything, you're going to have to make a couple of decisions. And one of those decisions is going to be Jacob Melton. Now, Jacob Melton's their best outfield prospect. He can play center. He can play both corners. But he's a left-handed bat. He's a left-handed bat with some pop, with some speed. He's an excellent defensive player. And he's pretty much there as far as, you know, being ready, right? He was injured early in the season and then had a little bit of a slow start before he started to find the bat. And right now, he's only got 46 at-bats. But he's got a couple of homers, and he's got seven doubles in 46 at-bats. He's got an 874 OPS, and he hasn't even fully found it yet.
Yeah.
But you can see he's coming around at the plate after a little bit of a slow start. They're going to have to make a decision with Jacob Melton because Jacob Melton's going to be ready.
Well, let's discuss that. I think I know exactly where you're going, so we'll talk about that. We've also got the latest on Yordan Alvarez and a couple other tidbits that we'll need to get to as well. We talk about the future of the Astros. Melton, certainly one of them. What about somebody else that maybe we got a glimpse of the other day? There's been an update there. We'll share that with you next. We roll into the 3 o'clock hour. It's Area 45.